Hi, you are in the right place for how to become the CEO in your business and your life. I like our subtitle for this event, how to shift from being the worker bee to being the CEO. I'm Stephanie Gunning, and that's what I try to do every day. I would like to introduce my special guest, Allison Maslin. Allison is sharing this call with us to help new and advanced entrepreneurs to get focused, fulfill their dreams and goals, and make more profits doing what they love without allowing the business to run them. It's about building a successful, flourishing business that's based on your true passion, and it's about being able to make money doing what you love doing. It's about getting focused and being on fire without getting totally frazzled. And so we're going to spend the next 60 minutes with Allison, and I'm going to do my best to stay out of the way unless she needs me. And she's going to teach us how to lead like a CEO, how to work smarter and not harder. So Allison Maslin is the president of Blast Off Business and Life Mentoring, she is the number one best-selling author of a book called Blast Off, The Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality, and she is a homeopathic physician. She was recently named one of the top women entrepreneurs who inspire by Self Made magazine. Allison is truly a born entrepreneur. She has built 9 successful businesses from the ground up, and she's about to launch her 10th, which looks fantastic, Allison. And she has guided thousands of people to happier, more prosperous lives. She's been featured on all of the major television networks in cities across the United States. And I know her personally because I helped her write the book proposal that landed her the book deal that was the book that went to number one over a year ago. And I also participate in her Pinnacle Mastermind program for entrepreneurs in La Jolla, California. In fact, I've already made the decision that I'm going to decide to participate in her upper-level Pinnacle Royal program for entrepreneurs who are ready to create a much bigger and brighter business and life reality, and we're going to do that in the year 2012. That is what I'm moving towards, and I am taking more and more control of the reins in my own life and business, and she has been with me and guiding me and inspiring me and championing me. And, you know, I'm working my butt off, and I'm really enjoying myself because I'm starting to see lots of results. My mental clarity is phenomenal. And so I have to say that she has been just an amazing mentor for me in my business. And that's why I keep inviting her to come talk to the people in my community. And that's why we're on this call today, because making this shift from just doing, to really strategically planning, being the CEO and making levels as if you're at the top of an enormous corporation, even if it's just you and you're a solo entrepreneur, or if you have 3 people employed by you, it doesn't matter. This is a very important shift and position you have to take in order to ground yourself in your business and move in a direction that's really going to help you. So that's why we're here tonight. So thank you very much, Allison, for coming. And I'm just going to try to get out of the way so you can do your thing, because they really want to hear from you.
Okay. I will invite you to chime in, though, every once in a while, Stephanie, just because, you know, I like what you have to say, and I love your laugh, so it's very contagious. Some of you have heard that. Stephanie's got the most beautiful laugh. Anyway, so thank you, Stephanie. I so appreciate that, and you are such a prime example of somebody who has shifted dramatically in your business and your life from someone who is working in your business to someone that is leading your business and working on the vision and growing the vision of your company. And it has been an honor to work with you and mentor you. I've just had a blast. So I want to say hi, everyone. I am so excited to be on this call with you. And if we haven't met personally, as Stephanie said, I am Allison Maslin, and it's wonderful to connect with you here. So thank you for joining me. And I am going to do my best to just give you some amazing insight and give you some tools that you can walk away and use right now in your business. Now, you are in the right place right now on this call if you are running your own business and you love what you're doing in your business, but you know there has to be an easier way to get the job done. You may find yourself questioning decisions in your business to the point that you don't make them, and therefore you stay stuck where you're at. We call that analysis paralysis, right?
Yes.
Yes, you know. So you may get thrown off track with your life, and it leaves you feeling overwhelmed and stressed out. You're supposedly the president of your company, but you feel like the worker bee buzzing from task to task. You know, I can see some of you. I see you shaking, nodding your head. Yes, that's me. That's me. You're so ready to up-level your life and your business to make much more money and feel fulfilled, but you lose momentum and inspiration just trying to get through the demands of the day. And you know you need to take bigger leaps in your business, but you're just not sure how to get the confidence to make that happen and to take those leaps. Now, you may feel stuck because you're spinning at the same level in your business. You're not moving forwards. You're not growing upwards. And that's what we're going to help you. We're going to help you get unstuck today. You need time, right? You need time to create the vision for your company growth, but you can't seem to find it between this demand and that crisis and this fire that you're putting out in building your business. Well, that's not fun. We need to make it fun. And these are the topics that I'm going to cover on this call right now. I'm going to teach you how to get reconnected with your purpose and passion in your business so you can step into each workday feeling fantastic and on fire, and as Stephanie said, without being frazzled. How to run your company like the leader you are so you're thriving in your business rather than surviving. Okay, so many people feel like, well, you know, I just got to make it. I just got to make it each month. That's surviving, okay? That is not thriving. That's not the point that you launched your business in the first place. I'm going to teach you how to plan for your short and long-term goals without feeling overwhelmed or frustrated so your business grows and your cash flow stays consistent. Because both of those are equally important. I'm going to share with you the one secret I use to build my business, attract my desires, and continually grow my business to the next level. And this is so powerful. I use it in every aspect of my business. I'm going to share that with you on this call. And I'm going to teach you how to attain the mindset to think and act big so you can break through your roadblocks and make the big jumps you need. And I'm also going to teach you how to go after your dreams knowing that you won't fail no matter what. I mean, that alone, if you take it away, obviously that's going to be life-changing. So by the end of the call, you're going to be able to feel more confident as you open the door to so many more possibilities, and you run your business like the CEO you are meant to be. So I'm going to get you started with a powerful shift in perspective and an easy-to-manage step-by-step plan to keep you focused and on top of your game. Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good, doesn't it? So, now first I just want to say that when I work with my clients, Stephanie will attest to this, I really create a partnership from the start. And you should know that my mission in my business, in my life, is to help you to bust through your roadblocks and reach your highest potential in your business and all facets of your life. And so that's what I'm going to work on. I'm going to give you my best today. And we only have a limited time together, so if I'm talking quickly, it's because I'm trying to cram it all in. And I'm going to give you everything I can in the time we have. I have a lot to cover. Now, from my experience, I can tell you that there will be some topics that you will likely want to dive deeper into, and we just won't have time. So along the way, I'll show you how you can get more support if you are so inspired and want more. So let's get started. And so the first question that I have for you is, why do you want to lead rather than lag in your business? All right? Sounds like a silly question. Why wouldn't you want to lead rather than lag? But it's really important to be clear. You have to ask yourself the why. And so the first thing that I asked myself was, or that I said to myself was, I want more time in my life. I want to have more time so that I can get more work done, and I want to have more time to play and do the fun things besides the work. My work is a lot of fun, but, you know, that's not balanced to be working all the time. I wanted to have time to travel, and I wanted to have time to spend with my husband and the people that I love. The second reason that you want to lead rather than lag is to leverage your ideas. Because your ideas are where the power is, your ideas are where the money is, your ideas are where the abundance is, so that you can make a bigger difference in people's lives with your products and services. And the third reason is that you want to grow internally so you can make the big leaps that you truly want to reach personally and in your bank account, right? So that you just really feel accomplished all the way around. Now, first I want to share with you just a very short version of my story. And I'm telling you this because whatever level that you are at in your business, whether you're just starting or you're already making $1 million in your business, I've been there and I can relate. I had a very successful business early in my 20s. I was kind of a born entrepreneur because I come from a family of entrepreneurs. And I built this first business by listening to my dad's advice and saying yes to everything. And then, you know, from this incredible pressure and deadline I put on myself, figuring out how to do it, right? It's amazing what you can do when you make that commitment. And I built a national advertising and PR firm in San Diego by the time I was 25. And we had clients such as Merrill Lynch, Supercuts, Ben & Jerry's, and more. And it was amazing. I had this incredibly flourishing, successful, outwardly successful business. But inwardly, I truly was a wreck, absolutely falling apart, completely miserable and disconnected. Why? Two reasons. Number one, I was really good at this work, but it wasn't my passion. And I didn't understand back then that just because you're good at something, that doesn't always mean that's what you're supposed to do. And number two, I was the worker bee in my business, running from client to client and task to task, deadline to deadline, until I crashed and burned, literally. I ran over myself with my car. Yes, you can do that. And I was running to get my daughter from daycare and just had this terrible car accident by jumping into my car trying to stop it from rolling. And I'll tell you, if running over yourself with your car doesn't wake you up, nothing will. And that was my big wake-up call. I made a vow at that time to only connect with things, businesses, relationships that I was completely passionate about, and I vowed to run my future businesses because I knew I was going to be an entrepreneur. But I had to do it in a very different way. And so from that point onward, I began to step into the role of CEO, running my business rather than allowing it to run me ragged, because that's what I had been doing up to that point. And at that time, after the accident, this powerful question, you know, popped into my head. So I'm going to ask you that. Ask you this question so you can think, you know, see what comes up for you. Do you want to be at the same place with the same frustrations, the same emptiness a year from now? What about 10 years from now? Think about that for a moment. How are you running your business right now? And do you want to be in the same place you are now 10 years from now? You may want to be in the same place. But personally, I know for me, and especially back then, I sure did not. And you know, the truth is, if you don't make a change, and if you don't step up to a much higher plate, you may very well be at that same place, because time flies. We know that, right? Here we are already at the end of 2011. 6 months can turn into 6 years overnight. So thank goodness that this wake-up call hit me like a brick, and this time I listened, because prior to that, I had felt lost. I just wasn't sure how to make the shift that I wanted. But the good thing, the good fortune that I had on my side, I knew that I couldn't do it alone. And I had the courage to ask for help. Some people see it as a weakness, and I see it as a strength. I knew the value of working with a mentor, to have someone to lean on and to ask what the heck to do when I felt stuck. As an entrepreneur, you are often a lone ranger. People think we're nuts sometimes, right? We're like the warrior on the front lines, and you have got to stand strong in your resolve and go against the tide. So it's important to have people to share these dreams and ideas with, people that you know will support and guide you, because it can be challenging enough sometimes as an entrepreneur not to have this kind of support and things moving in the same direction that you want to go. Now, after my wake-up call, I realized I needed to rewrite the manual on how I ran my business. So the first thing that had to happen, so you guys can start taking notes here, so we're going to give you lots of great information. The first thing that had to happen was to create a dramatic shift in perspective, okay? And once I did that, everything began to change. So because one thing I know in building all my businesses is that success stems from 90% mindset, maybe 95% mindset. So if you see yourself as the CEO, the director, the guide, the leader, you're going to begin to make decisions in a very different way. You see, others are going to respond to you in a much more positive, respectful, proactive way when you begin to see yourself as a leader. That's what's got to happen first, because you can't lead unless you really believe you are the leader. So it's really a shift in perspective that has to happen first. And it's about yourself, it's about your business, it's about your goals. And your desired results will increase dramatically and quickly when you make the shift. Why? Because your vibration's going to rise. I'm going to get a little woo-woo on you here, so just hang in there with me. Your vibration is going to rise when you see yourself as a, just for a moment, think about that, seeing yourself as a leader or seeing yourself as the worker bee. Which one do you feel for you is going to have the higher vibration? Now, there's nothing wrong with being the worker bee, but when you're the CEO of your company, you have to have the vibration of a leader. And when you do, your confidence is going to shoot to the top. And when it does, watch out, world. Okay? You're going to be able to reach more people with your message and share your gifts with more grateful clients. You're going to gain more respect from these clients and your potential clients and your industry. And when you do that, your revenue is going to skyrocket, all from a shift in perspective that raises your vibration. And you're saying, oh, God, Allison, give me a break. Can it be that easy? And I'm going to tell you, yes. It's hard to believe, I know, but that's the first thing that has to happen. Now, how do you make this shift in perspective? How do you step up in your mind and ultimately in your everyday? So the first step is to see yourself there visually. And I'm going to teach you a meditation that I call the elevation meditation, okay? So I'm going to get a little supernatural on you for a second, and it's like seeing yourself levitate. And you don't have to be a yogi master to do this, all right? So we're going to do this meditation just briefly. If you're driving in your car, please do not close your eyes, Okay. I don't want to be responsible for you smashing into the person in front of you. So, but if you're not and you're by yourself and you can take a moment, just close your eyes for a second. Take a deep breath. Kind of let go of the stress of the day. And I want you to see yourself levitating. I want you to see yourself raising higher and elevating as if you're floating above your head. Okay? And what this does is that raises your vibration. You feel much bigger. You feel much taller. And when you are vibrating at that level, guess what starts happening? You start operating from this higher place in your mind. You start attracting things into your life, into your business from this higher vibration rather than the lower. So if you can, every morning, you know, even if it's while you're getting ready for work or first when you open your eyes, just visualize yourself raising upwards and feel your energy expanding upwards. And it will completely empower and shift your entire day. And then I'm going to teach you how to make decisions from this higher place, from the energy of being a CEO, okay? Now that you're feeling elevated, okay, you can open your eyes. And now that you're feeling elevated and operating from this higher vibration, it's time to start thinking bigger and acting bigger when you're running your business. Now, I want you to say these words. Think big. Okay? CEO is the same, three letters, just like big. B-I-G, CEO, same thing. I want you to say these words. Think big. Now, those are two very powerful words. And immediately when you say think big, what happens? Your mind just opens wide so that the roadblocks can fall away. And when your mind opens, you're making room for the big ideas to come flooding into your consciousness. Because as I said earlier, the ideas are the key to abundance. And ideas have no room to flow into your brain if you're thinking small. Now, one day I was on the beach in Laguna Beach, one of my favorite places in the world. It's just about 45 minutes from where I live. And my husband and I were there. We often go there just to take the weekend, and it's a, you know, quick drive, but it's so beautiful. And we're relaxing on the beach. We're soaking up the sun. And when I'm relaxed, that's when the ideas start flooding into my brain. I'm sure you guys have this experience. You're in the shower, and then boom, right, the ideas come. You're getting massage, boom, the ideas come. Well, it hit me. And prior to this day on the beach, I had been looking for a software to help track my clients' goals. But everything I found in my searches for success software was so boring and complicated. And I knew that I would not use it, so why would my clients? So I'm lying there, and all of a sudden, popped into my head, I'm going to design my own software. And I sat up, I said it out loud, I said, babe, I'm going to design my own software. And he's like, oh, God, here she goes again. You met my husband, Stephanie.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
He's like, oh, because he knows when I say something, I'm going to do it, and he's just got to hold on. So anyway, I was so excited. Now, granted, I knew nothing about inventing software. I know just about as much as everybody on this call about technology, right? But that I was thinking big, and I knew that I would just find somebody that could do the back end work of creating this software. And so I pulled out my sketch pad that I always carry with me, and I started mapping out my software, all the ideas and the bells and whistles and things that I wanted it to do to support my clients. And so funny thing that happened because I wasn't thinking small. So if I'd been thinking small, the thoughts would have been, oh, yeah, good idea, Allison, but, you know nothing about building software, or who's going to buy this? And you're going to invest all this money, and no one's going to buy it, and it's going to be a big waste of time. So that's thinking small. But because I was thinking big, when I got back to San Diego, first thing, I was on the search to find a website developer, and I ended up inventing within that year the Interactive Life Coach, which is now being used in over 20 countries around the world. It's being used by many, many coaches to work with their clients and people that want to grow their business. So that is a perfect example. And so I tell you this, is that when those ideas come into your mind, the mantra that you need to have is think big. Think big. Because it's through the big leaps that your business is going to grow. The scary, uncomfortable, dramatic leaps, that's where the magic happens. And to be the CEO in your company, you've got to be okay with being uncomfortable. Now, there's this multi-millionaire. His name is Farah Gray, and he actually earned his first million by the time he was 8 years old. And he started out selling rocks, painted rocks, in his neighborhood. And he is amazing, if you ever want to look him up and read about him. But one of the quotes that he has said that really resonated with me was, comfort is the biggest roadblock to achievement. Comfort is the biggest roadblock to achievement. You have to be okay with being uncomfortable, because as the CEO of your company, you've got to make those big leaps, because the big growth doesn't come from small steps. So the next shift in perspective is about thinking big. It's about taking those big leaps. I'm going to share that with you because this was a major life game changer for me and what has propelled me further than anything in all of my businesses. So are you guys ready? You've got the pen in hand. I hope you're taking notes. Now, I learned early on to make decisions from where I was going, not from where I was at. Make decisions from where you're going, not from where you're at. Now, I never wait for my business to grow on its own. I jump up to the next level in my mind. I match it with my emotions, so I see myself and I feel myself already there, and then I take action. And the business always follows. This is a huge part of my success. So let me share a story with you where I experienced this in such a powerful way. It shifted everything for me. Now, when I was building my ad agency from a shoestring budget and just starting out, it was early in my first marriage, and I'm remarried now to my soulmate. But anyway, we had no money back then, and we were living in a tiny apartment. My daughter was very young. And I was just feeling so confined. I was working so hard, and then I'd come home to this tiny apartment, and we had this issue where our carpet smelled of mold, and the property management would not replace it. Now, I think that's illegal these days, but nobody really paid attention to mold back then. So anyway, I wanted a home. I wanted a home so badly, and I even had the vision of this house in my mind. But we just didn't have the money for the down payment. I don't know if you looked at Southern California real estate, but a down payment was pretty hefty, especially for where I was back then. And I just didn't at that time see a way to change that. And funny thing, my office was actually set up in the bathroom. Okay, that was my first office for my big ad agency. And so when my daughter was crying, I had to run, put her in the crib, run back, shut myself into the bathroom, talk to my client, go back and get her. And some of you moms, I'm sure, can relate to this one. And then, you know, when I had someone that could watch her, I was out knocking on doors, making cold calls to potential clients, and so frustrated because I was working so hard for months and months with very slow movement. And, you know, moments that I was beating my head against the wall, you know, feeling like I wanted to quit. And one day I lost it, okay? I had a very female moment. I fell to the floor. I was in tears, thinking I'm giving up. I'm over it. I felt so cramped in my life, and I just wanted a place to call home. I'll never forget this moment. It was a powerful moment because I felt all of a sudden, you know, I'm lying on the floor. I'm a mess. And then I feel so strongly this energy shooting out of me. And it was this place of desire. You can call it passion, whatever it is. And in that moment, I made a decision. I was like, okay, I'm over this. I'm over this crying over it. I decided I'm going to take action now to get this house. I had the vision. I could feel myself in this imaginary house, but I was not taking action to make it real. So I decided, I went, I called the real estate agent, and I started the ball rolling, even though I had no idea where this money was going to come from. I was tired of waiting. I'm an Aries. I have no patience. And I decided to give my intention some movement. Now, the day after I met with the agent, and we discussed the type of house we wanted and everything, he had no idea that I didn't have the down payment, but the very next day, my biggest account that I had been trying to get for months came through. Charlotte Russe, which some of you may know, it's a clothing chain. And I went on to take that company from 15 to 50 stores within the next few years. And just within that next couple months, I brought in over $50,000. I mean, and that was going from nothing. And I had enough money to put the down payment for a house. If I would allow myself to stay in the fear space, staying in fear, I would have never taken the steps to get the house. I would have been paralyzed. And so moving forward from there, I began making decisions for my business and my life from where I'm going, not from where I'm at. I invest in the next step, and I make purchases based on where I'm going. This always up-levels me to the next place. I started a homeopathic school before I had ever taught a class. I published a book before I had an agent, and then I got a top agent. I flew first class before I could afford it. And then the clients started calling, and the business grew. You must have the inner knowing that your business is going to support you. Then you've got to keep the vision and follow it up with action. You must have the inner knowing that your business will support you and keep the vision and then follow it up with action. Very powerful. Now, moving on, the next primo mark of a CEO of a successful business is that they make decisions fast. Even if they're not always the best decisions, at least you're moving forward. And I talk to so many people that are waiting till everything is perfectly lined up before you move forward with the big leaps. No success comes when you are in that space of analysis paralysis or waiting for the stars to align. I'm telling you, that day is not going to come. Through your action, it's through your action you're going to get more clarity on what's a good fit and what you will do differently next time. Now, Warren Buffett, one of, if not the most wealthy men in the world, maybe second to Bill Gates, says that he makes a decision of yes or no on the spot. No wavering, no limbo. He calls wavering thumb-sucking. Okay, it's kind of harsh, but, you know, he says that if you're sitting there sucking your thumb, you're not going to get anywhere, right? Either move forward, decide to move forward or not. Thinking, mulling over, reflecting does not propel you. Action is what propels you. Now, if you're feeling, I'm giving you some tools to help you feel stronger, to help you feel bigger, make bigger decisions. And, you start applying this. I'm telling you, you're going to start seeing changes and shoot me an email and say, Allison, I've been thinking bigger and making bigger leaps. Thank you. The jobs are going to come in. The phone's going to ring off the hook. And all of a sudden, you're going to be going, holy cow, I am drowning in work. Help, I have no life. Okay? So that's the other side of it. And this is the next big lesson of being a CEO, is that you've got to start managing your time and delegating. Now, when I had part of the reason that I completely crashed and burned in when I had my ad agency was that I had absolutely no balance in my life. I was all about work, and I just didn't even know what I had lost and forgotten what it was to have fun. And one day, here I'm living in one of the most beautiful cities in the world, San Diego, right? I'm driving by, I see all these people at Tuesday at like 2 o'clock on the beach. And I'm thinking, do these people live in their car or, you know, how do they do that? And I realize is that, well, okay, they've made a decision to actually have fun and balance in their life. And so after I had that accident, I said, that's it. I need to take my life back. Now, let me ask you, are you a control freak? Like, what? I'm not a control freak. Well, let me just tell you that most people that are successful in some way are control freaks. And I know that I've been a control freak in the past. And it's because we want it done right. And this is something that, you know, you want what you're going to put out in the market, right? It's a representation of you and your company. But if you're the one that has to be in control of everything, and if you're not handing over the keys or the reins, you cannot grow your business if you don't start delegating and getting ample support. Because you cannot be everything, everywhere, everyone at one time. You can't. And that's what happened to me. That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to take care of everybody, get all the work done myself. And when you want to be the CEO in your company, you have got to learn to delegate. And when you delegate, you're going to have more time to design your business, focus on the areas you love most, what you do best, and what brings in more revenue for your business. Now, and Stephanie, you've learned this, right?
Well, deep in the middle of it because my intern just resigned. She got a job at John Wiley, and now I'm looking for a new person. So it's like it's a constant process. It's not
right.
It never ends.
Absolutely. And so, but you realize that you can't do it yourself. You've got to have that support.
No, because now I miss her. I miss her so much. You know, I have to have support because otherwise I have no time to create.
Right, and that's what you love to do most. And when Stephanie and I recently did a strategy session for the Royal Program, we spent several hours together mapping out her business for 2012. We really got clear on what she loved to do. And so, you've got to figure out what is it that you absolutely love to do in your work, and the rest you've got to delegate. And I just came up with this quote that says, your drag is someone else's dream, right? You may hate or abhor doing bookkeeping or copywriting, and somebody else absolutely loves that. So you need to get the support with those things and do what you're good at. I have a friend who went into partnership for a business, and he had invented this golf bag that you could travel with, was very small and compact so that you weren't carrying this huge, super heavy golf bag when you go on your trips. And it was just this amazing business, but he couldn't let go of the little details of designing his business and always sitting there constantly looking at the bottom line and not out there spreading the word of his business. And he burned out, and he couldn't do it anymore. And he ended up selling his part to his partner and going back to the corporate world. And he told me, he said, you know what, the biggest mistake that I made was that I didn't act like the CEO. You know, I act as the administrative assistant, and I had a hard time letting that go. But if you're going to be the CEO, you have got to start delegating. And some of you may say, be feeling that by the time I train someone, I could do it myself. But you can't do that on an ongoing basis. You can't make $1 million doing a $15 an hour job. And you're going to be able to serve your clients better. You're going to be able to bring in more business when you get support. And, you know, and you are, when you hire somebody to delegate to, you are also changing their life dramatically. You're supporting them and you're helping them to share their gifts. So it's a big ripple effect. So I'm going to give you some tips on delegating. So the first thing that has to happen is you have to look at all the things that you're doing on a weekly basis in your business. What are some routine tasks or projects that you're working on that take a lot of time that you can delegate, even if you don't know how to delegate? And so write a list of all those things. Write those things down. Now what I want you to do is the things that you would love to hand over. Write down all the steps you do to make that thing happen. So, and I know this is time consuming, but once you can do this, it makes it so easy for someone to step in and support you so that you can begin leading and working on your business and growing it rather than working in your business. So write down all the steps that you do to, for instance, draft your newsletters. Write down all the steps that you, if you have regular events you're doing, write down, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all the things that have to happen in putting the materials together for your events, for your webinars, supplies needed regularly, so that you don't have to constantly tell people what to do. What are all the things that you are doing on a consistent basis to plan your meetings, whatever you do on a regular basis? And this becomes part of your operations manual that you can, and this is a great way to really get your business solid. Then you've got to spend some time training them how to do it by giving them the training manual. It's going to be so much easier. Have them spend some time with you for a few weeks watching all the things that you do. Okay? Now, some people say, well, I have delegated, and they did a terrible job, and then I had to do it over. There has to be checks and balances. You don't just throw the stuff at them and walk away. All right? You can't throw assignments to someone else without a check and balance system. Check in with them. Have them send you an email at the end of the day or the end of the week with what has been accomplished. So you're not always going, did you do this, did you do this, did you do this? Because that's really annoying for everybody, right? The other thing you can do is create an in-house chart that lists the status of your project. So you can always be checking on that. Maybe it's, you know, on Google Calendar or something, or on the Interactive Life Coach, my software. You can also, there's another really good project management software called Basecamp. And so you can log in and see everybody that's on your team, where they are at a level of your project. So ask yourself, what are the areas that are the drains, the bottlenecks, the life suckers in your business? Document the steps, train, and do your checks and balances. It takes some time at first, but this is going to free you dramatically. You know, when I started letting go of some of the things that were draining me, it was life-changing for me. You remember, your drain is someone else's dream. Someone else is going to love doing what you don't like to do. All right, so you're elevated, you're thinking big, you're making decisions from where you're going, you're delegating so you have time to work on your business. Now we need to create a plan so everyone knows where you're at and what the vision is for your company. Now, there are two very important things in any business, short-term goals and long-term goals. And you need both to thrive in your business. Your short-term goals keep the cash flow coming in, and you keeps your clients happy, right? You're taking good care of your clients. The long-term goal is to keep your business on a path for growth, moving upwards. So for the long-term goals, what you need to do is create what I call a big picture vision for your business. Think about, where do you want to grow your company? Think like a CEO, remember. Put that CEO hat on. What is the vision for my company? It's not just about getting the work done today. Where do you want to take it? Where do you want to lead it? Then you want to break down that big picture vision into smaller steps so that it makes it more palatable and you can delegate. So you take that big picture vision, you know, like for Stephanie, who's building a publishing company called Lincoln Square Books, very exciting. And so she breaks it down into what are the big steps that need to happen, and so that you can see those things visually. And you can do that on the Interactive Life Coach software. You can, you know, write it down in your calendar, whatever. Break it down into the big steps, and then break it down into smaller steps, all those big things that have to happen, into baby steps that you can do on a daily basis, which I call mini feats that are about 10 minutes long. So, for instance, I have a new business that I'm launching, and I can't tell you what it is yet, but it's a very exciting online store that I'm super excited about. Well, there was a lot of things that had to happen. I had to, you know, travel around the world buying this merchandise and finding artisans. I had to build the website. Oh, that's not going to happen overnight. So I can take building the website and break that down into small mini feats that are 10 minutes a day, so that I can still do all of the other projects that I'm working on, but creating a bigger vision. Or I can take those mini feats and I can delegate them to someone else. All right? So that is the, you know, how you create. And then one other point I want to make, this just popped into my head, is that when you have a clear vision for your company and you know exactly where you're leading your business, and an opportunity arises, because as your business grows, people are going to call you, hey, could you be on this board? Could you do this interview? And even if you're excited about it, you have to go, wait a minute, is this in line with my business? Is this a good use of my time? Is this where I want to grow? And if it's not, then you need to say no, so that you can stay in line with the big picture vision of your business. Now, the next thing you want to do is to put all your big events and projects on a year calendar and map out those mile steps and mini feats of each project, and then share the calendar with your team so that everybody knows where you are. So it's not some big secret, and you've got to meet weekly to discuss the status, to brainstorm, to delegate, and to review regularly to make sure that you're on track. Now, every level that you grow your business, just from starting out to graduating to six or even seven figures, you've got to break through all the negative thoughts or fearful mindset to be the CEO you want to be and to reach the levels you want to reach. So, because some of you are listening going, sounds great, Allison, but I just don't know if I can do that. Now, in every one of my business ventures or big leaps in my financial status, I had to play a much bigger ball game. The experiences were always new, and sometimes they were outright scary. I mean, absolutely, I'm human. And let me tell you, if I didn't continually hone my mojo, I would be stuck back in the world of tire tracks, okay, being run over by my car. It's absolutely the biggest secret of my success is my business mojo. But the good news, the great news is that anyone can get it. In fact, the real shocker is that it's in you already. You've got it. You just have to learn to embrace it. So I'm going to teach you a few more tips so that you can up-level this mojo power, and this will quickly up-level your business and your life. Now, when you get scared or worried, we all do. I don't care if you're, you know, Susie Homemaker that's got this best recipe for cookies, or you're Donald Trump. Everybody gets scared. So what you need to do, this is another perspective meditation shifter. I mean, I use these all the time. I'm telling you, they're amazing. Visualize yourself, again, very large, giant, actually. And then I want you to visualize your problem, what you're worried about, you know, if it's cash flow, if it's that client that's, you know, stressful for you, or if it's a challenge in your business or something, you've got to go do some public speaking and you're nervous. I want you to see the problem as tiny, 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 like a pea. And you're big, as if you're looking down on it, and it's this tiny pea, and you feel yourself bigger. This immediately puts in perspective that you are in control of your problem. It's separate from you. It's not attacking you because you're giving it, you're not giving it power anymore. Most people look at their worries bigger than they are. And so it overtakes them. So this switch in perspective is a visual that you can do immediately, and it will change things dramatically. So whether you're worried about stepping up to the task on a big project, expanding your company, spending money, making money, see yourself bigger than the issue. It's like the princess and the pea, right? So and you're going to see a dramatic change. Now, the next really important tip, and I see that we're 10 minutes to the hour, so I think, Stephanie, we're probably going to run over a little time, so I hope you guys can make time on your clock tonight a little bit to add a little bit. We'll go a little bit over the hour. Hope that's okay.
Yep, it's fine here.
Okay, good. So the other really important thing is you've got to surround yourself with people at the level that you're at or higher, okay, so that you can get to where you want to go. That people that really get you, what you're doing, that you're driving the bus, and so that you are constantly staying inspired. And that's why I developed the Pinnacle Mastery Club, and that was my inspiration because I wanted to bring people together, entrepreneurs that really got each other, that were all about creating this thriving life in all aspects of their life and could support each other through the process. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Pinnacle program, but I want to tell you the best tip that I have is at the end of this call. So I'm saving the best for last. So stay on the call so that you can hear the best mindset tip. And when I, by knowing this tip, I know that I will always, always succeed in business. Now, before I tell you about the Pinnacle, the program that Stephanie's been with me in, and now she's going into it again and at the upper level Pinnacle, I want to tell you that I've got a very special gift for the first 10 people that apply. It's a free, completely free strategy session with my lead strategist, Suzanne, who is amazing, for the first 10 people that want to get real clarity on what you need to do in your business and your life to get you to where you want to go in that next level and being the CEO. Now, this is not a 15-minute sales pitch. This is a full-on hour strategy session, and all you've got to do is click the link right there, right, Stephanie?
Yeah, there's a big button on the screen, and it says strategy session.
So click that link on the call. It's pretty blatant. And we'll take the first 10 people. That's my gift. That is a full-on one-hour strategy session just for being on this call. Now, to reach the pinnacle, I called it the pinnacle because it means the top, right? Because we all want to create a legacy in our life. We all want to reach the potential. When I was beginning in business, I said, you know what? I want to be the best. I don't want to be mediocre. I want to be the best. Not because I need to be better than other people. It was just for me. I wanted to have that sense of fulfillment and accomplishment. And to reach the pinnacle, you've got to have clarity on your goals. You've got to create a vision. You have to know the steps to implement and follow through. You've got to have the support and the consistency. You've got to have momentum. You've got to have accountability and so you can keep your eye on the prize. So that's what the pinnacle is all about. So, and Stephanie, you can chime in here too, but I can just tell you the quick points of what the pinnacle is. It's a year-long mastermind program that really is nothing else that I've seen out there. And we meet once a quarter in San Diego, beautiful San Diego, for a full day where that day is such a power day where we literally map out your next 90 days and help you, like the CEO, learn to lead your business. So it's a combination of teaching and masterminding with a group of entrepreneurs. So it's basically you get me And then you get this board of directors helping you get clarity on your vision and help you get the exact steps you need to implement them.
Every single time I have gone to that group meeting, I have walked away with such a phenomenal list of actions that I implement when I get home. And it has been so powerful for me over the past 9 months. I know exactly what I'm doing through April next year.
I know. I mean, who can say that, right? Most people don't know what they're doing doing tomorrow. So it is, and plus it's a blast, and it's just so uplifting and inspirational, but it's very strategic. And you get the support and the synergy like never before, because it's not only from me, but it's through this powerful group of people that you're surrounded by. And they're all just as committed as you are. It's not like going to a networking group that we've committed to mastermind together. No, these people have invested in themselves to spend the year together. And I'll tell you what, when you do that, you are committed. And then we put you in these small groups of three or four people, the small mastermind groups that you meet by phone on a weekly basis, these powerful groups to help you find creative solutions to any roadblocks, to have ideas for new avenues, to get several points of view, and also to hold each other accountable. Because if you say, I'm going to set this goal and I'm going to do it, you better come back that next week saying, yes, I did it. So, you know, it's not, we're over talking about it. Let's make it happen. So the groups will keep you accountable, and you won't have an opportunity to fall back into your old habits of procrastination or talking about it, but there's no action. Because even the most successful people can sabotage themselves. You know, entrepreneurs, I call them, you know, they have EADD because they have so many ideas. It's just like me, you know, you bounce from one thing to the next, and you're not getting it where you want to go because you've got to complete it. So, and also you can have people around you that can sabotage, and you don't mean to, but they do. It's kind of, I was watching on The Biggest Loser. You ever watch that show? And you, these people are on there, and they've got to lose like 500 pounds. And God, it just takes an incredible amount of commitment and work to do that. And they showed this one woman who had, you know, lost all this weight, and then she had to go back home for a bit. And her mom, like, left a bunch of candy on the counter, you know, just like saying, you know, trying to get her to fail. I mean, it's just horrible. One of the most cruel things. But she was able to reach out to this team member on her, you know, the show or whatever, and was able to support her through it. And so that's what happens with the pinnacle, is that when you are kind of falling off track, you have this team to lean into and support you. In fact, yesterday, one of our pinnacle champions, Carolyn Brent, took her book, Why Wait, to number one. And we all supported her through this, and it was so exciting. She's now a number one best-selling author. I just talked to her on the phone. And so the people in the pinnacle this year are making more money than they've ever made before. They're reaching more bigger goals than they ever had in their life and creating the most unique products and services for their business. So you get structure, tools, accountability. Oh, my gosh, so much. Now, you can go and look at this program if you like. It's at thepinnacleprogram.com.
There's actually a link on the screen. You can just click that link.
Click the link on the screen or go to the Pinnacle Program. Now, I'm going to spell Pinnacle because I found out in England they actually spell it differently.
Oh.
So if there are some people in the UK that are listening, it's the, obviously, T-H-E. Pinnacle is P-I-N-N-A-C-L-E. Program, program.com. All right, and you'll see all that there is. There are two levels to the pinnacle. Stephanie is doing the higher royal program, and those are people in that level who are already close to making six figures and ready to take it to a much higher level. We're also giving in the pinnacle this next year. Stephanie is going to teach a webinar series on how to publish a book. And we've got an expert coming in to teach social media and so forth. So tons of stuff. And I want to move on because we still have some, I've got this really powerful secret that I want to share with you. And again, those first 10 strategy sessions are already coming in. So if you want to do this, jump on it because we're only taking 10 and I see already several coming in. And if you have questions about the Pinnacle, please go ahead and email us at support@myblastoff.com. support@myblastoff.com. Now, hang on. I know we just have a few minutes left, but I want to share this big secret. Are you ready, Stephanie, for the big secret?
I'm ready.
Okay. So the next way to shift to CEO in your company is to embrace the belief that failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. Now, in about launching my 10th business, I will tell you that I've had many moments where I'm like, what the hell am I doing? But I always know there is a way, even in the roughest, toughest moments. You may not see it at the time, but the answer is there. So keep looking. You know, a lot of people come up with a great idea. When it doesn't come easily, they quit. So when you never take no for an answer, you're going to eventually come up with a solution. Never take no for an answer. Now, when the Wright brothers kept crashing their planes, people thought they were lunatics. But for them, failure was not an option. Now, I want to share a little bit of an article that I read that just practically brought tears to my eyes. And this guy wrote this article of how he stalked Steve Jobs and basically wanted to spend 5 minutes with him. And he, you know, obviously just passed and we lost this amazing, amazing life spirit. And he FedExed the guy like 7 times and wouldn't give up until Steve Jobs called him and said, you know, I'm calling you so that you're going to stop sending these letters. What the heck do you want? And he said, I just want to spend 5 minutes with you. I've really gone through a rough time in my life and I just want to spend 5 minutes with you and find out what your secret is. And so he said, he invited him and they met and he had this little timer and he set it for 5 minutes. And so I'm going to read you just a few paragraphs of this article because it's so moving. He says, it was glorious. He's talking about Steve Jobs and he said, he described a world where our computers were so seamlessly integrated into our lives that everything we needed was easily accessible. He described the iPod, the iPad, the iPhone nearly 2 decades before they hit the market. Okay, this was 20 years ago. I watched how his brain moved without limitation from what might enhance a customer's life to what would mean to them and how it would they would benefit to how this would change the world. He didn't question that whatever he envisioned could or would be created. He didn't agonize over whether current limitations would hold him back. I could feel my brain expanding. It felt so big around Steve, so open and limitless. I was tracking him, following his twists and turns, expansions. I felt so smart around him. It was glorious and freeing. Now, my 5 minutes was up. I rose to leave, bowing a little, backing away, and Steve says, I'm not done with you. Sit down. In Zoom, we were back in this brain expansion mode immediately, flying into the future, wind blowing our hair, everything possible, everything important, and we needed to create it. It was our destiny. So after 45 minutes, he releases him, and he's sitting in his car, and his head was bursting from excitement. And from that moment on, he says, I would no longer see barricades, stumbling blocks, would now be seen as stepping stones to something better or something to crawl over or walk around. Previous limitations would now be a mere trivialty. At worst, a slight inconvenience. Okay, that's that perspective shift I'm talking about. There are insanely great things to create, and we are here to create them. And that's all there was. All thoughts to the contrary were irrelevant. And that's the way you need to look at the world, and that's the way you need to run your business as the CEO. As failure is not an option, never take no for an answer. And how do I know that every business I launch is going to be a huge success? Because I have the power to make the change and find the solution. If I hit a roadblock, if sales are down or I'm not getting the results I want, I just need to go back to the drawing board, get creative, keep looking until I find a yes. This is the reason that I don't panic. Even in the most grim business mess up moments, I know that there's always going to be a way out and a way up. So, now some of you may have some questions, and, you know, I'm happy to answer those. I know that we're kind of past the hour right now. I just want to say one more time, I'm not sure how many that we have left. If you're interested in a strategy session with my lead strategist for an hour to work on just talking about your business and how to get you to run it like a CEO, please click the link that Stephanie is talking about right on the link that you came on to log on for this call. And remember to check out the Pinnacle program. We are signing up now. And when you sign in now, you get a bonus to the to a whole program that you can step into right now. And all the way through 2012, you're going to have our support. And that is thepinnacleprogram.com. Now, Stephanie, are there some questions coming through?
Let me see what we've got. Couple. Thank you. A wonderful roadmap, many feats make major feats fact. Regarding failure is not an option, this is more of a suggestion than a question, really.
Okay.
He says, find innocence, a place where we spend no more and no less time and energy than on a project than necessary. Or if we spend a lot of time grinding, it's not going to work. Find a way to do it without the grinding. Find the yes. Thank you for that.
I love that. Find the yes. I like this.
And another one is kind of a statement, and I think what I'll do is I'll email it to you. It's somebody describing what they're interested in knowing more about. And let me just refresh.
And so if you have some questions, you know, go ahead and send them in right on the board to Stephanie, or you can also send them to support@myblastoff.com. If I don't get to it on this call, I promise you that I will answer your questions.
Well, it has been an honor having you as a guest. You gave wonderful perspective, leveraging time so you can be creative, delegating, not taking no for an answer, not just from people but from life, overcoming the obstacles. I feel inspired, and I hope everybody else does. It has just been a pleasure. So
thank you so much,
Allison, on behalf of
everybody. I so appreciate it. I've had a blast. Now I feel inspired. I inspired
good.
Myself.
I'm glad. And thank all you listeners. It's been really great to have you on, and I guess we'll just sign off then for the evening. Have a wonderful evening.
Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, everybody.
Bye, Allison.
The conference is now completed.